Amen. It was David that said, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us come and go to the house of the Lord."
Amen.
Yeah, I hope everybody's glad to be here this morning. I'm glad to be representing and celebrating what we are today in the birth of Christ. A very precious thing, amen. We celebrate once a year. And I'm glad today that he is alive and well.
Amen.
He came to the earth as a virgin born babe, but amen, he left this world as a conquering king.
Amen.
Overcome death, hell, and the grave for me and you, that we could have that same opportunity, amen, to be saved and to have eternal life. Amen. He said before he left here that where I go to prepare a place, and you may also be with me. Amen. I'm glad one day, Dwight. Amen. We'll be away from this trouble and toil, as Brother Shane had talked about earlier in Sunday school, and we'll be able to be forever with the Lord.
Amen.
Why? Because he loves us so much that he came to this world and gave his life, amen, a sacrifice for me and you, amen. No more do we have to roll back our sins year after year. No more do we have to bring in innocent animals to be slain at the altar. Amen. But we can come and go boldly to the throne of grace.
Amen.
Me and you can come with Jesus Christ as the high priest. Amen. To intercede for us because he ever lived to make intercession for me and you.
Amen.
Glad to be here today. Glad for what the Lord has put inside me. And amen. Hopefully he's put inside each and every one of you. This morning I invite you, if you're lost, amen, I hope you can claim this baby Jesus, amen, and the conquering King as your Savior, amen, before you leave this place today and really know what it means to celebrate Christmas.
Amen.
You got your Bibles, turn with me to Luke chapter 2. Amen. Everybody's familiar with this story. I'm not going to start where we usually start. We're going to come on down just a little bit. There's a particular place that the Lord has put on my heart to focus on this morning, and we'll do our best to do that, hopefully feed you with a little spiritual food before we go out in the fellowship hall and have a little physical food.
Amen.
But don't be carnally minded this morning, but be spiritually minded with me as long as you can, and we'll have a good time this morning, the Lord. Luke chapter 2, verse 8, Bible says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Amen.
And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said one to another, "Let us go now even to Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe, lying in a manger. When they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. That's as far as we're going to read this morning. But this is a magnificent little section out of the Christmas story here. First of all, we find that the angel of the Lord comes and reveals himself unto the shepherds that were keeping watch over their flock by night. I find it interesting that God chose to reveal himself first unto the shepherds there. Amen. A representation of the shepherds and the pastors over the flock of Israel. Amen. And I find it amazing there that they are the ones that God revealed himself unto. And the angel came down from heaven, and he was there and suspended in midair. Amen. And there was glory shone around about him. All around about that place there was a light. Amen. A heavenly light that shone about them. Amen. And the shepherds wondered at that. And the angels told them not to be afraid. Don't fear, don't be afraid, fear not. Because the angel had some good news for them.
Yeah.
Amen. He had good tidings of great joy. I'd like for you to keep your mind on that thought this morning. Good tidings of great joy. Amen. You know, we ought to be the happiest people in the world today, knowing that we've got some good news, amen.
Yeah.
And it's still on the throne today.
Yeah.
That's some good news, amen, that no matter what the devil has to throw at us, no matter what the world today prints in the headlines of the newspaper or online, amen, we've got some good news, amen.
Yeah.
A desire for each and every individual, amen, who is born again, who is saved. Amen in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Who has accepted the sacrifice. We talked about this morning in Sunday school. That great sacrifice that came. Willingly came and became the sacrificial lamb.
Yeah.
Amen. It was offered once for everybody in this whole world.
Yeah.
Amen. And he said, notice the angel said, hey, we bring good tidings of great joy. Amen. Not just to you. How about shall be to all people?
Yeah.
Amen. Before that, amen, Israel was the only ones that was in covenant with God. The Gentile nations was cast out. They had no place in God's house. They had no part in the promise. Hey, but I'm telling you what, it's good news. To know me and you today, who are not Jews, who are not of the lineage of Abraham, have got a place in God's kingdom. That's good news.
Yeah.
If you just grab a hold of how lost we were, how doomed for a devil's hell we were, amen, and how wonderful it is throughout the gospel of Christ, throughout the writings of Paul, even in Hebrews where we've been studying in Sunday school, there is an undertone of great joy there. Hey, because we who were once cast out, who were once had no place with God, his people, amen, it's been grafted in this very place. Amen, there's a place in the family reserved for us. Praise God, if you're lost this morning, there's a place in God's family. Hey, it's wide open, waiting for you to take your place. Hey, it's waiting for you to come and reserve that spot.
That's
so you can be part of the family of God.
Amen.
And have a life more abundantly.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, man, this is a time of year where, as they say by statistics, it's the most depressing time of the year. They got that song on the radio that comes on all the time. It's the most wonderful time of the year. But statistics show it's the most depressing time of the year. Why is that?
People just don't have no hope anymore.
People are worried about the material thing. People are worried about, what am I going to get for Christmas for so-and-so? What sale am I going to find myself at 3 o'clock in the morning? I've been so tired from going to the sale that I'm too tired to go to church in the next morning. Amen. What am I going to get for so-and-so? Or what are they going to get for me? And how long is that line going to be at customer service for me to go exchange that thing? I'm glad there ain't no exchange policy with you. Amen. You can. Amen. It won't cost you a thing, and I guarantee if you get it, you won't want to return it. You want to put you wherever you go. Amen. Good tidings of great joy. I hope everybody this morning in this room, in this building, has some great joy in your heart. I hope by the end of this service that you'll have some great joy well up inside of you like a roaring river, amen, ready to be let out. Amen, if you feel like shouting, because there's some joy inside of you, go right ahead and shout. Amen, you start running the aisles, because there's a flow of joy inside of you. You better find the Lord, you'll leave here depressed and safe. Well, I feel good this morning. Praise the Lord for that joy. Amen. The Bible says it's a joy unspeakable. But it's full of glory. Amen. The angel here was full of glory. Amen. He told the shepherds, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Amen. And all of a sudden it said, suddenly. Suddenly, just like the great rushing wind of the Holy Ghost that filled the upper room. Amen. Suddenly there was with that angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts. I think back to where Elijah, amen, and they were about to be trampled over by the Samaritans or by the Syrians. And Elijah's servant come up to him, and he was worried dead. He said, what are we going to do against this great army? And Elisha said, he prayed to God, amen, that he would open his eyes. Amen. And when the young lad opened his eyes, he saw a multitude of chariots and the heavenly host surrounding on the mountainside. And they were ready to fight for Israel.
Yeah.
Amen. Even the multitude, that same multitude showed up. They were rejoicing. Why? Because from heaven came a Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Down through the Jericho the portals of glory. Down through the ages of time, we read in the Bible that Jesus Christ was sent to be slain before the foundations of the world were even made. Before God said, let there be light, Jesus Christ, amen, was set and scheduled, amen, to die for the sin of humanity that would that would take place later on.
Amen.
God had a plan. He looked through the eons of time, and he knew man would fall. And they need to be a Savior.
Yeah.
Amen. He instituted those sacrifices, as we talked about this morning, to, amen, as a shadow, as a type of the sacrifice that would come. I'm reminded of Abraham when he took Isaac up on the mountain. He's getting ready to slay him, and he had a knife in his hand, getting ready to slay his own son that was bound to the altar by the cords. And the angel of the Lord, amen, called out his name, said, Abram, Abram, said I'm here.
That's right.
Do the lad no harm. And all of a sudden he looked to the sides and he saw a ram with his horns caught in the thicket. Amen. That ram, amen, represented Christ. Amen. That represents Christ that took our place. Brother Mike said this morning. Amen. That ram was Christ. Amen. That took our place. When we was about ready to be sacrificed on the altar of sin. Amen. Christ stepped in and became our sacrifice. Became our place.
That's
good tidings. You bring joy, my friend.
The Lord.
Amen. That's good tidings. That ought to make you sad. Jesus came in and took my place. I wonder how Barabbas failed. He was scheduled to die right alongside Jesus. Amen. As he was put on trial before the people, he was an insurrectionist. He was a murderer. Amen. He was a rebel and an anarchist. And all of a sudden, right when it's his time to die, amen, the people cried out, crucify Jesus. Owner Barabbas saw Jesus walking down that lonely road. Amen. As he was let go. I wonder if later on he began to follow after Christ, begin to see what happened, and wonder if within himself, why? Why would this man who I don't even know, doesn't even know my name, doesn't even know what I've done? Little did he know Jesus knew it all. Amen. Why would this man take his own life? He's not done a thing wrong. Amen. You can tell by the way he lived. Why would he pay for me and take my place on an old rugged cross?
Amen.
I believe it meant something to Barabbas. We don't hear anything about Barabbas after that, but I believe it meant something to him. Amen. To see Jesus being lifted up on an old rugged cross, knowing that he should have been there instead. Barabbas knew that he should have been there instead.
Amen.
And if we could get a picture of what Barabbas knew, we would know that me and you should have been there instead. We would know that it should have been us raised on a cross. Why? Because we are the ones that were sinners. And there had to be a payment paid for that. And in our payment, the wages of sin was death.
Right.
Yet Christ stepped in, amen, in the portals of time, stepped into the physical realm to be where you and I are, and he took you to your place.
Amen.
On an old rugged cross.
Amen.
That's what the angels mean.
This morning, he said, I'm going to bring you good news.
I'm going to bring you good tidings and great joy. Amen. It won't be just to you. Won't be just to the nation of Israel. It'll be to all the world. John 3:16, that verse we love and quote so much. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Amen.
Will you let that gift go and open this morning? Oh, what a shame. Leave you this place. You know, we got presents under the tree. We got presents out there for those that participated in the little Santa thing we got going on this Christmas gift exchange.
Right.
I tell you what, the greatest gift, I say this many times, greatest gift, amen, was wrapped in swaddling clothes.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
He was laid in a manger.
That's right.
And oh, Lord, to you this morning, how miserable will you leave this morning? Hey, if you know you left that gift at the altar,
yeah,
and you never unwrapped it for yourself.
That's right.
Hey, man, I could give him, hey, man, Brother Jerry, a gift, hey, man, that will make him smile ear to ear. Amen, but if he doesn't take part of it, he don't open that gift, he'll never know the joy he's about, Lord. He'll never know the abundance of joy that he can experience. He'll never know the many functions that that tool may be able to use. Amen, if he don't partake of that gift. I can present to you Jesus Christ today, a baby who left his swaddling clothes. Amen, that was given to save the world from their sins.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen, but if you don't, amen, open the gift, amen, it won't help you any.
That's right.
It won't give you that great joy.
Yeah.
And then Jesus came, he said that your joy might be full. He came to give you life and have it more abundantly.
Yeah.
Amen, we find as we read down there, the shepherds, when they had heard what it said, the angels and went back and ascended into heaven.
Yeah.
The shepherds said, let us go see what's been told about it.
Yeah.
And let's go tell others about it. Boy, I tell you what, when you receive Jesus in your heart and you realize,
yeah,
amen, that your sin has been cleansed,
amen,
under the blood, never to be remembered against you anymore.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you what, you talk about your great joy. The Bible says that love covers the multitude of sins.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible says that no man, amen, that had greater love than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. The love that Christ shed on the cross, amen, is able to cover your multitude of sins.
Amen.
Amen. I'm reminded of the woman at the well. When Jesus came to her place and where he knew that she was going to come draw water. Amen. Jesus came and sat down at Jacob's well. He said earlier, before that, I must needs go through Samaria. I believe you go to Samaria just for her.
Yeah.
And for those that she would win to his cause.
Amen.
And then we find that they had this discussion there about worshiping the Lord. And Jesus told them that you must worship the Father in spirit and truth, because he's the Spirit. So they take a step to worship him. Amen. They begin to tell her all the things that she'd ever done. You know, Jesus knows everything about you this morning, friend. I don't have a clue about your life. I don't have a clue about where you stand with the Lord today. But Jesus knows.
That's right.
And he's keeping a record in heaven.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. He told her everything she'd done. He said, go tell your husband about this. She said, I don't have a husband. He said, you're right. You've had five already.
Yeah.
One you're living with now is not your husband.
Right.
Amen. She realized, she said, talking about Messiah when he comes, he said, I'm he. I'm that Messiah, the Christ, that's speaking with you right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, you know what she did? She dropped her water pot. Amen. She left it there. And all of a sudden, it wasn't important anymore. That daily routine she used to do wasn't important anymore. The old life she had wasn't important anymore. What was important?
Yeah.
Tell everybody she could.
That's right.
About the Messiah that had arrived, that had been prophesied many, many years before, hundreds of years of the Messiah had been prophesied. Notice it used in the name there, he called him the name, the angel called him in the city of David, born to you, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Amen.
He didn't use his name yet. He didn't use Jesus. He used the title, Christ, anointed one.
Yeah.
That way they would realize that that was the one that was spoken of in the Old Testament. He's finally arrived.
Amen.
No need looking for another, because he's arrived. That woman, she went out and she began to publicly proclaim Christ and all that he'd done for her. And because of that, many believed on his name because of her word. Amen. But when they came to Jesus, they finally said, we believe him not because just of your word, but because of his words. Amen. And I invite you this morning. Amen. You can hear my word today, what I've told to you. Based on the authority of God's Word, try my best to stay in line with the Word.
Yeah.
But until you hear His voice for yourself,
amen.
Yeah,
that's right.
Boy, that'll make a difference.
Yeah.
If you've heard His voice today talking to you in a language which only you can understand through the heart, you better listen to
Him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just today, if you hear his voice, it's hard to know your heart.
That's right.
Behold, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Why would you wait?
Right.
Amen. Why not tonight? Why not today?
Yeah.
On this festive occasion. Why not make today the start of a brand new relationship between you and Christ? Jesus said, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. What joy would it bring to your life today? If you knew you could have all the clean of the slate white clean, amen, and become a new creature, a new creation in Christ Jesus. That's what he meant when he said being born again. New life in Christ Jesus. Except you be born again, you shall in no wise see the kingdom of heaven.
That's right.
As we all stand this morning, Brother David, come get us a song. I invite you today. You have good tidings and great joy in your heart today. Amen. If you don't, there's a place where you can come and receive
Amen.
That. Will you open up the gift that's being presented to you today? Would you come and be saved?
On that hill far away. Stood an old rugged cross.